Welcome back to KSCJ Radio, 1360 AM, 94.9 FM in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vikulskis, and this is Having Read That, conversations with authors about their books.
My guest is the crime and mystery novelist Don Winslow, whose 21 published novels have all become international bestsellers. And coming off of his Cartel trilogy, he's now out with a new book, Broken. It's a collection of six novellas. And let me tell you, they are completely fast-paced, emotional, and they kept me turning the pages for the couple hours it took me to get through this work. Don, coming off of the Cartel trilogy, those were very long pieces, very long and detailed and developed stories. How does this novella format, a much shorter format, present you with challenges to tell a story in a lot fewer words?
Yeah, you know, well, you're quite right. Coming off these sort of long kind of marathon books, if you will, I wanted to try kind of middle distance. And I knew that these books were, these stories rather, were not, they were too big for short stories, but not big enough for that sort of long epic novel. So it was fun and challenging to shape that kind of middle length, you know, where you weren't in too much of a hurry. There was still time for, you know, character development and maybe a little humor. But you couldn't be luxurious about it. So I describe it as trying to be efficient without being overly spare.
As the title suggests, Broken refers to a lot of the characters in the book. And I've heard novelists tell me that we're all broken people. And so there's different elements. There's no perfect character. But my question is always, broken and compared to what? Because if we're all broken, what is the test that you put these characters up against to decide that, okay, this part of their personality is broken?
Yeah, I think it's sort of a moral test and an experiential test without, you know, being too presumptuous about it. I think if you're around the sort of crime world on either side of that spectrum, you know, criminal or cop or journalist, attorney, judges, you experience so many things. You see so many things, and it always leaves its mark. It always leaves a scar. It always leaves a little bit of brokenness. In a fictional sense, what I was trying to do with this was look at where these various characters are broken and then have them make certain decisions about what they're going to do and how they're going to behave. And in some cases, that's sort of healing, it's redemptive, and in other cases, it's the opposite.
So many of these stories involve taking us into areas of life that we can't otherwise experience. I mean, you talk about, there's stories about a police dispatcher, a female police dispatcher whose two children and husband were all police officers, jewel thieves, young officers in San Diego chasing a monkey with a gun around, those types of things. When you take us into those worlds, and do you realize that you are doing this, taking this somewhere where some of the thoughts that these characters have are not visceral to us because we can never experience these?
You have perfectly described what I consider to be my job. I often describe it that way. My job is to take the reader into a world that he or she probably couldn't otherwise enter, or let them see it a little differently. You know, that's exactly what I'm trying to do, and that's my job.
Every story I read in here, I thought, well, this is my favorite story, until I got through all six, and then I said, well, they're all my favorite story. One that really stood out to me was Crime 101, and there's a dual meaning for that. 101 meaning the elementary level. You have various rules in there that the character recites about crime. Also, Highway 101 in California. The locations you chose to set these, though, have all become characters in among themselves. California, Texas, New Orleans, the border area. And taking that into account, it must be something that you are aware of, but it only makes the reader aware of, just sort of subconsciously, right?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, I fall in love with location. I really do. And I consider location and character to be almost synonymous. We all come from some place, and those places affect, you know, who we are, perhaps subconsciously. So I love Highway 101 in California. I used to live on it. I live a little inland now. I never get tired of driving it. It's always exciting to me. It's evocative to me. New Orleans, where another one of these tales is set, was, you know, one of the places that I grew up in. So I think that we're all affected by our environment, and I try to get that through with the stories without being, you know, without hammering it. You know, I try to do it with some subtlety, and I hope I do.
Some of the characters in these stories we've read about before, some are brand new. So how did you pull the characters out of your mind that you've created in the past and say they'd be good for this particular story, and this one needs a new character?
it's almost embarrassing. You know, I started some of these stories and then realized, you know, I left characters in this location X number of years ago. And maybe it'd be fun to bring them back. I kind of did the math, you know, how old are they now? What are they doing? And readers ask me about these characters all the time. And so it was fun to do that in certain stories. In other stories, you know, the first one and the last one in the book, I knew that they had to be just completely separate and completely different, with totally new characters and stand alone in that regard. So in some cases, it was almost accidental, you know, thinking, I've got, you know, Boone Daniels in the area. Maybe I should bring him into this story. And in other situations, it was very intentional.
There was a story in here called Sunset that involved Boone Daniels and Terry Maddox, a surfer who's jumped bail. But, you know, one of the things that story touched on for me was this whole idea of hero worship in the world. And it kind of a cautionary tale, because it almost makes you not want to have a hero.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I quote that cliche in the story, you know, never meet your heroes. That has not, by the way, been my personal experience. The few of my heroes I've met, they've remained heroes, you know. But I think there's some truth to that. That story, to me, is a story about loss. You know, a guy's losing his vocation. He thinks about a spouse that he lost, and Boone loses a hero in it. And sort of hence the name Sunset. It's kind of about the ends of things. You know, but I think sometimes when we look at some of these people that have been so hyped that we think are heroic, we don't know them, you know. And then when we get to do, often we're disappointed.
You dedicate a few of these stories to people. Raymond Chandler and Elmore Leonard stick out because I've read both of them for years. And so Elmore Leonard is the one that particularly enthused me, because he talks about summing up writing and leaving parts out that readers would want to skip. And so it seems perfect to dedicate a novella to him, because you can't leave words out in a novella.
Yeah. Listen, Mr. Leonard, speaking of heroes, by the way, he was a major hero of mine. And I never actually met him. I had an opportunity to, at one point I was too shy to go up to him. But late in his life, I had the chance to be on the phone with him for an hour, and one of the best hours, you know, of my entire life. We learned, you know, we in the genre learned so much from him. And one thing that he was great at was skipping over the boring parts, you know, which I've tried to take to heart. You know, sometimes I'll be sitting there writing and I'll look at a page or two and I go, oh man, I'm bored. And if I'm bored, I can't imagine how the reader's going to feel. And so I usually try to find a way to skip those. And in the novella form, that was much easier, because you could say to yourself, hey, you know, I got to kind of keep on schedule here. If this isn't very interesting, let's just skip it and move on to the next thing.
And the other thing I found so amazing about this book is the dialogue. It did not sound like I was reading words written on a page. It sounded like I was listening to people talk. And so you've captured that dialogue in how people talk, in the different mannerisms that people use. They'll use words that don't really, I mean, it would be an English teacher's nightmare, but is that something you keep in mind? Do you hear this dialogue in your mind as a voice before you write it?
Very much, and I also read it out loud, because when you read your dialogue out loud, you won't necessarily hear the right notes, but you'll sure hear the wrong notes. They just clang in your ear. You know, Elmore Leonard said, you know, if it sounds like writing, rewrite it. And he was dead on. And so, you know, I pay a lot of attention to that, and there are times I'll just go to a certain locale, like, you know, down to the coast in San Diego to certain beaches and surf spots, and just sit and listen. You know, writers, we like to talk a lot. We don't listen enough, I think, and I'm certainly guilty of that. And so when I sit and listen, you pick up snatches of dialogue, but more importantly, you pick up rhythm and inflection and that kind of thing that I try, I hope, you know, to get into the get onto the page.
Well, it certainly made an impression on me because as I read it, this book, I can't even tell you how much I enjoyed it. It's called Broken, Six Novellas by Don Winslow. The book's available now wherever your fine books are sold. Hopefully the local bookstores will be back open and people can buy it there. And otherwise, I guess they're limited to Amazon and things like that, which really hurt these locals around at this time, right?
Oh, man, absolutely. You know, I'm supposed to be right now on a 20-city book tour to go to these local bookstores, and I'm brokenhearted that we can't do that. You know, we're doing a virtual tour. I've done two appearances, as it were, already. But, yeah, please, out there, you know, support your local bookstore. Get on their websites or give them a call. They'll work it out, a way to get a book to you. And, yeah, please help them out.
Don Winslow, it's Broken. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This has been Having Read That on KSCJ Radio in Sioux City, Iowa. I'm Brian Vakalskis. Check out all of our episodes on our website, kscj.com. Also, be sure to like Having Read That on Facebook and subscribe to our iTunes podcast. Thanks to segment producer John Weisler. We will be back next time. You can go your own.